The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, John summoned two of his disciples and sent them to Jesus to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" When they came to the Lord and they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to ask, are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" At that time, Jesus cured many of their diseases and sufferings and expelled evil spirits. He also granted sight to many who were blind. Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised. The poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." The Gospel of the Lord. I believe that this gospel has an extraordinary teaching for us. John the Baptist is in prison at this time, and he calls two of his disciples and he sends these two to Jesus to ask, "Are you the one who is to come?" This is also recorded in Matthew's gospel, but curiously enough, it does not appear in Mark. Mark is the earliest of the four Gospels. It does not appear in John. However, it has a very powerful teaching. John the Baptist, who was the one sent to announce Jesus, he was the one who was confirmed in his mission. And Jesus would say of him, "There is no man born of woman greater than John the Baptist." And yet, in a moment of profound darkness, when he is in prison and he hears about Jesus, he, like most of the people at the time in the Hebrew tradition, were expecting a Messiah who would be worldly powerful, would lead to overthrow a dominant Roman occupying force, would rally the people of Israel to a new understanding of Israel. But a different Messiah shows up, and John begins to wonder, did I make a mistake? Did I mortgage my life on something that proved to be untrue? Did I make a great sacrifice, dedicate myself, and find out it was a mistake? Perhaps Jesus is not the one who is to come. It appears that John the Baptist goes through some kind of a deep and disturbing doubt about Jesus. So two disciples come to him and say, "John the Baptist is wondering if you are the one who is to come. Are you the messianic person?" And Jesus says, "Go and tell them what you see and what you have heard." People are healed. Forgiveness is given. People are welcomed. The lepers are healed. "I am the one who breaks bread with sinners." The dead are raised to life. Not those who are physically or clinically dead, but people who are dead in hope. They are given life. "Go and tell John." And that will prove that this is the identity of the true Messiah. We have to reflect on that. It's an extraordinary statement of the identity of Jesus and the confirmation given to John the Baptist that indeed the one he believed in, the one he pointed out, was indeed the Messiah, the one who is to come. So what does this mean to us? How do we make this messianic Jesus present in this age? It's an astounding thing that in the richest country in the world in which we live, there are children going hungry. There are people lined up in giving banks all over our country seeking food. In the richest country in the world, we have radical poverty. Somehow, to make Christ present, we have to look at this and see it and find this is the manner in which we will witness the presence of Jesus Christ. How is it that in families that pray together, go to Mass together, and profess belief in Jesus Christ, there is division? There is a breakdown in forgiveness and understanding. A breakdown in generosity. How is it? How shall we witness Jesus Christ, the one who is to come, who has already come to us? How shall we open ourselves up to say, we are the ones who will heal, give sight to the blind, preach the good news to the poor? How shall we preach the good news to the poor? How shall we make them understand that we live in a messianic age? We are people of faith. We are people of forgiveness and generosity and goodness. We are people of healing, of unity. That's the teaching of this word. It's a very powerful teaching, especially at this time of the year and in the circumstances in which we find ourselves. We will get through this virus. The vaccine, whatever the scientists and our good behaviors will allow us to find our way through the crisis of COVID-19. However, in the process, will we witness Jesus Christ more powerfully? That's the question. That's the question which comes from this gospel. As we're going through this difficult, difficult time and all the reverses and how our lives have changed and our lifestyle has been interrupted, is it possible that in this time of challenge and difficulty that we are called in an exceptional way to witness the one who is to come, to say, we are here to proclaim that Jesus Christ has died and has arisen, and we are here to say, the Lord is among us.